Now, a moment to mark the death of a legend.
He likes your lemonade.
Peter O'Toole died Saturday at the age of 81. No matter the character he was playing, O'Toole commanded your attention. That elegant, whip-thin frame, those piercing blue eyes, he was electrifying to watch. And his voice. Whether he was a battle-shocked Lawrence of Arabia.
Prisoners, sir. We took them prisoners, the entire garrison. No, that's not true. We killed some. Too many, really. I'll manage it better next time.
Or the scruffy, plotting Plantagenet King Henry II in The Lion in Winter.
I know your plans and expectations. You've burbled every bit of strategy you've got. I know exactly what you will do and exactly what you won't. And I've told you exactly nothing. To these aged eyes, boy, that's what winning looks like.
Or a washed-up movie actor just told he's about to do live TV in My Favorite Year.
Audience? What audience? Audience?
You knew there was an audience. What did you think those seats were for?
I haven't performed in front of an audience for 28 years. Audience? I played a butler. I had one line! I forgot it.
But don't worry. This is going to be easy.
For you, maybe. Not for me. I'm not an actor. I'm a movie star!
Peter O'Toole was very much both an actor and a movie star during his six decades on stage and screen. He was also a serious lover of language and of Shakespeare's sonnets.
Nothing, in my view, in the English language compares with the Shakespeare's sonnets.
That's Peter O'Toole talking with me in 2007 about his role in the movie Venus. His character recites one of those sonnets, and he told me he picked an old favorite.
Everyone knows, Shall I Compare Thee to a Summer's Day? So I said, well, let's do an old song, rather than some of the more obscure sonnets.
So you would have known this one by heart. You didn't
I'm afraid I know all 156 of them.
You don't?
I do. They're my life companion. The side of my bed, they travel with me. I pick them up and I read them all the time. I find them endlessly informing, endlessly beautiful, endlessly... They hit the spot so many times on so many things.
Could I ask you to tell us one now?
I'll tell you one. Anyone in particular?
Whatever you like.
Oh, my mistress's eyes are nothing like the sun. Coral is far more red than her lips red. If snow be white, why then her breasts be dun. If hair be wires, black wires grow on her head. I have seen roses damask'd, red and white, but no such roses see I in her cheeks. And in some perfumes is there more delight than on the breath that from my mistress reeks. I love to hear her speak. Yet well I know that music hath a far more pleasing sound. I swear I never saw a goddess go. My mistress, when she walks, treads on the ground. And yet, than anything, but I've forgotten the last couplet.
That's just wonderful, dude.
Popped into my head.
Well, you did very well. It's and you're going to remember that last couplet as soon as you leave the studio, I know.
And yet I believe I have more fair than any she belied with false compare there. Done. Not a very good couplet, is it? That's probably why I can't remember it.
That's the late Peter O'Toole talking with me back in 2007. O'Toole died Saturday in London. He was 81.